takes a heap of living in the house to make it home, a heap of sun and shadow.
From the land of the sky, blue water,
The makers of Land O'Lakes Sweet Cream Butter present Edgar A. Guest with Eddie Howard. A bit of music, a bit of verse, a bit of common sense to make your next 15 minutes a bit brighter.
From the land of the sky, blue water.
This was done, years ago after a long, hard, disagreeable winter. Even the conversation of the men had turned gloomy. Foreboders of evil that sit around and think the world is surely coming to an end. Well, the year had been difficult and there had been loss, I couldn't believe that the end of the world was at hand, as they seemed to predict. And then the spring came, and along with the warm weather, the tulips came into bloom. It struck me as I looked at her, as a bed, that there wasn't one of them seemed to know that there was anything at all the matter with the world. Hello, tulips. Don't you know stocks today are very low? You appear so bright and glad. Don't you know that trade is bad? You are just as fair to see as you were in times when we rolled in money. Tell me how you can look so happy now. Hello, tulips white and red, gleaming in the garden bed. Can it be you haven't heard all the grief which has occurred? Don't you see the saddened eye of the human passerby? By his frowning can't you tell things have not been going well? Hello, tulips in the sun. You are lovely, everyone, but I wonder why don't you wear a sad expression, too? Can it be you fail to see things aren't what they used to be? This old world is all upset. Why don't you begin to fret? And they answered me, hello. Nothing's altered that we know. Warm the sun and sweet the rain. Summer skies are blue again, birds are singing, and we nod grateful tulip prayers to God. Only mortals fret and strive. We are glad to be alive.
Tiptoe to the window, by the window, that is where I'll be. Come tiptoe through the tulips with me. Tiptoe from your pillow to the shadow of a willow tree, and tiptoe through the tulips with me. Knee-deep in flowers we'll stray, we'll keep the showers away. And if I kiss you in the garden, in the moonlight, will you pardon me? Come tiptoe through the tulips with me.
I suppose the best way to learn whether or not butter is good is to taste it. And the next best way is to get the opinion of dairymen who really know. I've been trying both ways. My own taste tells me Land O'Lakes Sweet Cream Butter is as fine a product as I've ever eaten. And the men who have devoted their lives to the industry tell me that it is an excellent product. I've yet to hear anyone say an unkind word about it. So I'm convinced Land O'Lakes is an organization constantly striving for the best.
Thank you.
I wonder what happens to the boy of 14 when the body which held that glorious spirit grows up, enters manhood. I've argued it out with people. I've got friends who say that the boy disappears entirely when the man appears. Personally, I argue back that the boy never entirely disappears. My own case, I know he's still hanging around. Oh, never comes the circus with its wonders into town, but I recall a little boy who longed to be a clown. And high above the heads of all, an acrobat I see, that little lad of long ago was hopeful he would be. No care had he for words that rhyme. A more entrancing thing was jumping on and off a horse within a sawdust ring, and all the verses ever penned he'd gladly trade back then to be that spangled hero in the roaring lion's den. There was a riding lady in a fluffy skirt of pink who might have lured this little boy away from printer's ink, but destiny or fortune or the fates, or was it Dad, contrived to change the life work of this circus dreaming lad? He would not now retrace his steps. Through eyes now growing dim, he sees an acrobat's career would not have done for him. But still, when bands are playing and the circus barkers shout, a little boy of 58 walks wide-eyed round about.
When the circus came to town, all the clowns were tumbling down. The tigers roared, the lions looked bored, and the man in back yelled, peanuts, lemonade, and popcorn, Cracker Jack, a prize in each and every pack. Oh, the monkey got away, grabbed a man by his toupee. The old folks smiled, the kids went wild, and the man in back yelled, peanuts, lemonade, and popcorn, Cracker Jack, a prize in each and every pack. The acrobats gave us a fright. You closed your eyes and held me tight. Someone laughed, we turned around. The crowd was laughing at you and me, but we didn't even care. When they all began to stare, we hugged and squeezed, the elephant sneezed, and the man in the back yelled, peanuts, lemonade, and popcorn, Cracker Jack, a prize in each and every pack. When the circus came to town.
I think you ladies will all agree, a hostess' task of preparing a dinner or luncheon is a much more difficult one during the warm weather than in winter. Yes, hot weather can certainly play havoc with the best planned meals. Take butter, for instance. When you take that butter out of the refrigerator, in no time at all it begins to get soft and starts to melt. And that's true of all butter. But what about the taste? Ah, that's where Land O'Lakes sweet cream butter comes in. You see, unlike most butter churned from sour cream, only fresh sweet cream is ever used in churning Land O'Lakes. Then, even if the butter does get soft and melt, you don't get any sharp, strong taste, only the country flavor of fresh, sweet cream. That's why so many housewives prefer Land O'Lakes to any other butter. Just try it. Try it the very next time you order butter. Once you do, you'll never want to use any other. Ask your grocer for Land O'Lakes sweet cream butter.
They took the moonlight out of the skies and put the moonlight right in your eyes. Like a June night, you're a heavenly thing. They took the fragrance out of the dew and sprinkled roses all over you. Like a garden, you're a heavenly thing. They made a clinging vine, your embrace stars that shine light your face, to combine everything. On your lips they put a breath of spring, and then they finished, called it a day. They took the model, threw it away. Like an angel, you're a heavenly thing.
Eddie Howard, she'd like your version better than mine. Here's the reverse of that heavenly thing business. Years ago, I picked up the paper, and some California professor had publicly announced that it was his belief, after years of study, that a husband is heaven's gift to woman. I laughed when I read it because I thought that fellow was either one of two things. He was either the bravest man in the world or he was a bachelor. I read it to her, and what she said, I'm not now going to repeat, but this is what I did. Does your gift from heaven give you all the money that you need? Does he bring home men for dinner when but two you'd planned to feed? Does your gift from heaven always do exactly as he should? Does he hang up his pajamas or just leave him where he stood? As a husband, have you thought him in his manners rather slack? Well, he's now your gift from heaven. Would you like to send him back? Does your gift from heaven, lady, stay out rather late at night? Does he grumble in the morning if the coffee isn't right? Does he whistle while he's shaving? Does he toss his things about when you make a bid at contract? Does he always take you out? Does he frequently annoy you by the silly things he'll do? Then remember, little lady, he is heaven's gift to you. A scientist has told us that he thoroughly believes a husband is a present which from heaven the wife receives. And I know the men will hail him as a friend, but I shall fear to quote my heavenly rating, for I know she'll say, "My dear, you may be a gift from somewhere, but you can't be heaven sent. The professor's made an error. 'Twas the other place he meant."
From the land of the sky, blue water,
You have been listening to the poems of Edgar A. Guest and the songs of Eddie Howard. And remember, good butter always adds the final flavor touch to any meal. So, for goodness sakes, buy Land O'Lakes, will you? This is Vincent Pelletier speaking.
From the land of the sky, blue water.
Four lines about those slanderous things they call candid camera pictures. The candid camera seems to me just like the candid friend to be. Both try to publish far and wide the dreadful truth we'd rather hide.